From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence is on his way to South Korea amid a tense standoff along the Korean Peninsula. Pence's 10-day four-nation trip will also include stops in Japan, Indonesia, and Australia. It is the Vice President's first official trip to the Asia-Pacific Rim. He will meet with leaders to discuss trade, economic, and security issues, including North Korea's provocative military actions. Although Pyongyang did not conduct a nuclear test Saturday, as some had expected, leader Kim Jong-un presided over a massive military parade in celebration of the April 15th birthday of the late Kim Il-sung, his grandfather and the country's founder. Pence's trip to South Korea comes less than 2 weeks after Pyongyang's launch of a ballistic missile into the waters off its east coast. That prompted warnings from President Donald Trump that the United States would act unilaterally if necessary to end the country's acts of aggression. Dozens of Syrians have been reported killed and several others wounded in an explosion on a bus convoy carrying thousands of evacuees. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the blast hit the convoy of mostly Shiite residents. The group was traveling to Aleppo from the villages of Fua and Kafraya after they had reached an evacuation deal to leave their homes. Syrian state TV initially reported 22 people had been killed, but the British-based observatory said there were at least 43 dead. It also said the explosion was caused by a car bomb. For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan concluded his long referendum campaign with a rally in Istanbul Saturday, ahead of Sunday's crucial vote on whether to expand presidential powers. Erdogan told thousands of supporters waving Turkish flags at a rally that they can shock the world by voting yes on Sunday. He said, "My siblings, is it possible to continue forward without taking any measures, without learning any lessons? After all the things Turkey has lived through, the only agenda of those who sing praises to the past system is to protect their own interests." Meanwhile, thousands gathered in the Kurdish-dominated city of Diyarbakir on Saturday for a Turkish opposition party rally in support of a no vote. The crowd answered no every time HDP Member of Parliament Osman Baydemir asked whether they wanted to expand the president's power. Erdogan has long championed the idea of changing Turkey's system of government from a parliamentary to a presidential one. He's calling on his countrymen to vote to approve 18 constitutional changes that would, among other things, abolish the office of prime minister and hand all executive power to the president. An Italian rescue ship on Saturday arrived at the Sicilian port of Pozzallo, bringing 504 migrants and one deceased person. Nicola Stalla, a search and rescue coordinator on the SOS Mediterranean's vessel Aquarius, said rescuers had boarded a dinghy but found a man whose heart had stopped and could not resuscitate him. Stalla added that those rescued included several dozen children. He said, "We have over 500 people aboard, including 116 women and 3 children under the age of 5, as well as over 80 minors, many of them unaccompanied. There are numerous cases of scabies, several fuel burns, and at least 3 cases of victims of sexual abuse." Italian rescue ships have plucked nearly 2,000 migrants from unseaworthy smugglers' boats off the coast of Libya, with hundreds of them arriving in southern Italian ports. And Afghan officials say the number of militants known to have been killed by a huge U.S. bomb Thursday has nearly tripled. Officials say now 92 militants died in the blast. There's no indication any civilians or military personnel are among the dead. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.